Thank you. This is Robert Mark. I'm the chairman of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. Today is July the 10th, 2017. We are having our meeting tonight on a phone conference. And Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay. So here's the roll. In 1 minute. Okay. Grace Allen.
Here.
Okay, Alan is here. Ahmad Anderson. Not here. Benito Diaz. Not on yet. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Duncan is here. Sasha Futron. Okay, Futron is not on yet. Jimmy Gomez.
Here.
Okay, Gomez is here. Judy Hewitt. Okay, Judy isn't on yet. William Heerlagen.
Present.
Okay, Heerlagen is here. Ken Loeffler.
Here.
Okay, Loeffler is here. Brother Mark.
Mark is present.
Mark is here. Kiki McCary.
Here.
Okay, McCary is here. Dorothy Wright. Dorothy Wright isn't on yet. Irene Rosen.
Here.
Okay. Larson is here. James Sagerton. Okay, James is on. Tanaka is on. So right now we have 9 people on the call. Okay. Okay, Robert, you can proceed.
Okay, can we get volunteers for timekeepers?
I'm sorry, but this is Elaine. I'm driving, so I can't timekeep tonight.
Well, I can keep time on the items anyway.
Okay, anybody, can they keep time for this debate? Anybody? Somebody's trying to talk, I think, but I'm not hearing anything come through.
Okay. So, Robert?
Yes.
You want to proceed with the...
Well, we'll do the best we can without a timekeeper. Ladies and gentlemen, I am traveling, and I am not in a position to be the chair of the meeting. So I am going to pass the gavel to Grace Allen. I will be on the call, but I can't chair the call. So you can probably hear from the background. So, Grace, would you take over?
Sure, I will. Thank you, Robert. All right, the next thing on the agenda is agenda approval. I will read the agenda for those of you who may be driving or who haven't received it. It's after agenda approval is open session minutes approval and then audit update from Regalia at 9 p.m. time certain. And that's a 30-minute agenda item. And then the number 5 is approved filing of the 2016 Form 990. That's a 10-minute item. Then number 6 is start discussion of pension audit. That's a 30-minute item. And then 7 is adjournment. That's all we have tonight. I would entertain a motion for agenda approval.
So moved, Robert Mark.
Okay. Is there any opposition to approving the agenda as sent out? Hearing none, we'll continue with the agenda. Now, the next thing to go over is open session minutes approval. Aki, can you tell us where the minutes are?
You know, I sent me excuse me, this is Benito. Hi, Benito.
Hi.
Hello.
May I speak?
Thank you for coming to the meeting. Are you speaking to the minutes? We're on up to a minutes approval.
No, I'm speaking.
Okay, all right. Pardon me. We're on the agenda item of minutes approval.
Well accepted, please.
Why are you yelling?
Because it's not that's the only way you can speak.
It's not. I'm not yelling, but that's not. This is a mod, by the way. It's not necessary to yell. Please don't do that.
Benito, please come to order. Whatever you're saying is unintelligible. We can't understand what you're saying.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that you must wait to be recognized. And right now, if what you have to say does not have any relation to minutes approval, it'll have to wait until we finish this agenda item.
Ms. Allen, can I speak? Do I have the floor?
Okay. All right. Why would you like the floor? Can you tell me? And all of a sudden, you adjust your Benito, I cannot understand what you're saying.
That is the only thing I need to do. I don't need nobody's okay to tell me it's okay to speak on this and not on that. So this is the beginning of the meeting, and certain things have occurred since the beginning of the meeting. I'd like to react to that and ask the body to react to
that. Benito, I will recognize you after you adjust your phone. We cannot understand what you're saying. What you're saying is unintelligible.
Okay, maybe I need to lower the volume.
Yeah, maybe you'll need to lower the volume. Okay, what is it you wish to say?
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
I did not open the meeting by saying that he could not chair, proposing that Grace Aaron chair. Grace Aaron agreed to that. I did not hear us go through a process to okay that or not. So before Grace starts chairing the meeting, I think it's proper for the body to approve that or not.
Okay, thank you, Benito. Robert, can you please explain this? Can you answer Benito's concern?
Under Robert's rules of order, it is the sole discretion of the person with the gavel to whether they want to turn over the gavel and to whom it can be turned over to. It does not require a vote of the body because it's one of the few powers the chair has.
Thank you, Robert. Benito? You have not been recognized unless you want to raise a point of order.
No, I was simply saying that I had not heard that particular Robert's rules. I'm not very good at Robert's rules, and I don't have one in front of me. So for the moment, I take Robert's representation for what it is.
Okay, thank you. So now, Aki, do you know where we can find the minutes for that are on the agenda for approval? When were they sent out?
Yeah, I'm just checking to see here.
Okay. Sorry about the delay. We'll get back to this, but I think it will be easier if we have the minutes to hand.
You know, I sent the minutes and all the items for the what's going to be on the let's see here.
Could it have been on May 8th? I mean, I'm sorry, May 27th?
It was sent on May 28th.
Okay. Let's see. Can anyone find them? Does anyone have them?
I have.
Okay. Is there any way you can forward them? May 28th. I'm getting them. Aki, can you do that, do you think? Let me see. Audit committee meeting. Okay. Audit committee. So we need the open session minutes. Is that correct?
Right.
I will send them right now. I'll forward them right now. Okay.
There's only one item on the minutes, so.
Okay. Very good. I'm sending them now so everyone has them. Okay, let me see. All right. They're very short minutes. Does anyone need them to be read?
Benito.
Okay. All right. So I'll read them quickly. Draft minutes. It was May 24th. And the audio of the meeting is archived at, and gives it a link, and a call to order. Robert Mark chaired. The secretary was Aki Tanaka. There were 12 present. The agenda was approved by unanimous consent. The minutes were approved. The May 9th minutes were approved by unanimous consent. And there was a vote on interviewing firms. And the motion that was put forward by myself, it was that we move forward with making the decision to hire an audit firm based on the written information we have received and forego conducting interviews. And that passed by a vote of 6 yes, 5 in favor, 1 abstaining, and then the meeting was adjourned. So now I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Jamie Gomez, so moved.
Okay. Benito objects, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a vote. Aki, please take a vote on approving the minutes?
Ms. Chair, I did not object.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't understand you. Go ahead. What is your question?
Same phone issue. No, I just wanted to know, is this the meeting where we approve the selection of the audit firm?
Where you did what? I didn't understand.
Yeah,
that was an.
I'm asking the chair. Is this
okay.
The meeting where we approve the selection of the audit firm?
No.
Okay.
I believe that was done in closed session, and these are the open session minutes.
Oh, these are open. Okay.
Okay, so is there any objection to approving the minutes as read and as sent electronically? Hearing no objection, we will go on to the next agenda item. Now, the next agenda item is the audit update from the Regalia firm. So that was supposed to happen? Okay, so let us go. If there's no objection from this body, let's move on to agenda item 5, approve the filing of the 2016 Form 990 so that we don't waste 9 minutes. And then at 6 o'clock exactly, we'll move back to agenda item 4. Is there any objection to that?
Well,
hearing none? Okay.
Have you seen the 990, a draft 990? Hello?
Aki, can you respond to that?
Mark,
well,
okay, Mark, Robert, can you respond to that?
Yeah, we can't see a draft 990 because we have not engaged anybody to prepare it. That's what this is about. Nobody is going to prepare our 990. We have engaged somebody to prepare with our audit our 2015 990, but our 2016 990 is due, like within the end of the month.
I'm sorry, you lost me on the years. Which 990 are we talking about then? Let me go back to the.
We engaged Regalian Associates to prepare our 2015 audit and our tax returns, both state and federal.
Right.
But now,
okay,
as time has passed, our 2016 tax returns are due.
I see. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
And so we need to recommend that we engage Regalia to prepare the 2016 because it's due this month.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, are they able to prepare a 990 before they perform an audit? The 2016 audit? How could
I believe
their 990 number?
I believe that
this is if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
That is a question that you can direct to Mr. Regalia when he gets on the phone in a few minutes, and he will tell you the way things are with both the audit, the 990 from 2015 and the 2016 990. I think he'll give you all the answers to those questions.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a very, very good point, Robert. Are there any other questions about this agenda item? And I would ask a question myself, but first, does anyone else have a question about this agenda item? Approve the filing of the 2016 Form 990. No other questions? I have a question. Is this wording improper of the agenda item? Should it be approve the preparation? Okay. All right.
There was a motion based on the PNC meeting agenda with exact wording on it. And what we wanted to do tonight is to endorse the passage of that motion or not, but then they canceled the P&T meeting, but it's word for word on their agenda. Or we could just pass a motion saying the item on the agenda for the 20th, or the July 13th P&T meeting, we endorse passage, which essentially said that the P&T authorizes the engagement of Regalian Associates to prepare the FY 2016 990 tax return and state tax return, and authorizes the CFO to sign any engagement necessary for that purpose. And we're just recommending that to the PNB.
Okay. Has that clarified the point for everybody?
So can you repeat the question? Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, there is a motion. There's a lot of noise on the line. Is that you, Robert? Okay, there we go. It's gone. Oh, it isn't. Okay, very good. It's gone anyway. So, to clarify, Robert, do you want to just simply repeat that slower?
I'll type it out and send it to everybody.
Okay, great. Meanwhile, Aki, can you find the agenda for the next or the last open session meeting that we didn't have last Thursday and send it to this committee so that they can see the wording on the agenda of the P&B open session?
Okay.
Aki, can you? Okay, very good. So in a few minutes, you'll get that agenda, and you'll be able to find that particular wording of the motion. All right, we have 3 more minutes to go. Is there any other discussion about approving the hiring of Regalia and Associates to file to produce the 2016 Form 990? It's basically a tax return. I don't believe the audit does not have to be completed to file that return. It's not dependent upon the audit being completed. It's just another different filing requirement.
Well,
go ahead.
It's more than that. It's where you tell the government how you've spent the money that's been donated to you, if you spent it on program or fundraising or administrative costs. And the numbers should be the same as in the audit. How can we know what number is supposed to go into the 990 if they haven't been audited? That's, again, we will ask you down there when you're on the phone. But it's more
okay.
Jamie Gomez for the staff.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. Maybe Jamie can clarify this. Jamie?
I just think that just from my own personal experience, it's like I can file my taxes without being audited. I think that they're two separate functions, so I believe that we can file our tax returns without the audit. The audit just reflects that we're following generally accepted accounting principles. I don't see a problem with filing tax returns without having an audit. Of course, it would be better if we had the audit, but I think they're two separate functions.
Thank you, Jamie.
One more comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Eileen.
No, just looking even at the draft that Regalia sent of the 2015 audit and how many adjusting journal entries there are. We can file the 990, but we probably have to file an adjusted 990 later once the numbers have been formalized or confirmed.
Yes, if that's necessary, we'll probably have to do that because I believe we're past the deadline for filing the 990. I'm not certain about that. I believe that to be the case. Robert, did you want to add anything to that? Do you know if we have a deadline to meet regarding the preparation of the 2016 Form 990?
Yes, and you may be right. It may have passed. You know, I had written there earlier that I'd want to try to get this matter on an agenda like July 3rd or even, you know, the 7th. So it may have passed. I can't remember exactly what day it was, but Mr. Regalia can tell us. But the other thing is,
okay,
we filed the 990 for 2015. Mr. Regalia is actually going to file the amended 990 for 2015 for the reasons that were just stated about adjusted entries.
Okay, very good. It's now 6 p.m. Is Mr. Regalia on the call?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Aki, does he have the phone number and code, his phone number and code for this?
Yes, he does.
Okay, very good.
Just give a few minutes.
Okay. Are there any other questions about this approval of the preparation of the 2016 Form 990? Go ahead, Sasha.
I wasn't sure if I was muted or not. I just wanted to say that I joined the call.
Okay.
Thank you, Sasha. Please note that, Aki. All right.
Yep.
Hearing no discussion, and Mr. Regalia is not on the line yet, as far as I know. Are there any questions about the last agenda item, item is adjournment. But the next to the last is start discussion of the pension audit. Are there any questions about that agenda item?
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah. Did we approve for Regalia to do the 2016 tax return?
I don't believe so. That was supposed to be accomplished. I have a question myself. Robert, with the approval of Regalia putting together the 2016 Form 990, is that an open or closed agenda item?
That's a good question. You know, technically, I think that it could be a closed agenda. To that end, I would move we postpone that discussion until after Mr. Regalia has spoken, because I think it'll clarify things for people. And then at that point, we can make that determination and possibly go into an emergency closed session to deal with it. But
yes. Also, we'll have to... hello, is this Mr. Regalia?
Yes, this is Doug Regalia. Hello.
All right. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Regalia. My name is Grace Aaron, and Robert Mark, who is the Audit Committee Chair, usually is on the call as well. However, he's traveling, so he's asked me to chair tonight. Robert, do you want to introduce yourself to Mr. Regalia? Okay, I think Robert might have muted himself, or he's distracted. Mr. Regalia, we have a few questions.
I have to pull over to do it. Hi, Doug. How are you doing? We've communicated via email, but this is me.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm on vacation.
That's good. Okay. So the first question we have for you, Mr. Regalia, is any of the information you're going to update us with tonight confidential? If so, we'll go into an emergency closed session. We just want to know if it's appropriate for an open session or a closed session.
I think it can be an open session. At this point, I don't believe there's anything confidential.
Okay. Well, the next question is, somebody thought that it might be possible that approving the or getting the Form 990 done and filing it might be something that would need to be done after the 2016 audit is completed. But we kind of felt that it doesn't need to happen that way. What are your thoughts on that?
If I heard you correctly, you mentioned the September 2016 Form 90, if I heard that.
That's correct.
And my input on that is that return should be given high priority before the audit has even started. And that's a protective measure to get that filed. Theoretically, if two extensions have been submitted to the IRS, then you have until August 15th, 2016, a little more than a month from now to get that tax return in without being subject to penalties and late filing and that sort of thing. So I would highly recommend that using preliminary unaudited numbers to populate that tax return and to provide as much information as is available and get that return submitted to the IRS, the Franchise Tax Board, and the Attorney General. That's a protective measure. Then, after the conclusion of the September 2016 audit, we can file an amended tax return with each of those agencies. I think that's the way to proceed.
Okay, thank you very much for that clarification. Why don't we move right on to your update for us, and then if there are any other questions, members of this committee can ask them after you've completed your update.
Okay, thank you. Well, the audit is well underway, as you can appreciate. I think we are nearing the finishing line. I will tell you that we have provided first rough drafts of the audit report. So the full disclosure footnotes, there are some pending issues. We are still waiting for some information from the accounting department with regards to some of the disclosures. And so it would be inappropriate to circulate that draft. But at this point, the management team does have a first rough draft so they can see what the audited financial statement looks like. It's about 24 pages in length. It has all the necessary schedules and required disclosures. And the accounting department is well aware, because we've provided them with an expansive list of items that are still necessary for us to finish our audit procedure. So we're essentially waiting on them. But we are ready. And once that list has completed, we will update that rough draft and turn it into a true first draft with the intention of circulating it to the audit committee. Along with that will be our first draft of the management letter. And again, a rough draft of that document has also been provided to me.
Yes, those documents were forwarded to this committee by myself at about 5 o'clock this evening, Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. All right. Anything else for us?
I'm just curious.
Hello?
Did you get from? Yeah, this is Doug. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you get?
Bill Crozier forwarded them to me and believe Aki Tanaka. I saw them at about a couple of hours ago. I saw them actually just before this meeting, about a half hour before the meeting, and I forwarded those documents, those attachments, to this committee.
Very good.
With the stipulation that they be considered confidential.
That's a good idea at this point.
Okay. And continue. I would like to say that it's very encouraging that we're nearing the final leg of this 2015 audit preparation. But anyway, would you like to continue?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we have every expectation, possibly before the end of next week, that we will have that formal first draft. But I have really no control over that. We're just waiting for the information to be provided to us. And then we'll be ready at that point to respond to any questions or edits that might exist, either from management or from the audit committee. And then I think with as much speed as possible, getting this submitted to the Attorney General's office, we'll be happy to provide a letter that it would be included with that submission.
That's very good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we take some questions for you?
I am ready for your questions.
Great. We'll make a stack then. Would anyone like to be on the stack?
Robert for the stack.
Anyone? Okay. Robert, go ahead.
I just want to clarify, your recommendation about filing the returns with the records we have such as they are, that's what we did in 2015. And my question is, without getting into contractual details, was it your understanding that you were contracted to file the amended return for 2015 or the new return for 2016?
At this point, only the amended for 2015. We do not have an agreement, verbal or otherwise, to prepare the 2016 return. We're happy to do so, though.
Well, we would only need to see what kind of money we're looking at, which we can't do in an open meeting.
Very good. I can prepare an engagement for that.
That figure is already available to us, just for your information, from Regalia and Associates in a prior document. I saw that earlier today. That's correct, isn't it, Mr. Regalia?
I'm going to have to refresh.
You don't remember? Okay.
I'm so immersed in the audit that that other document, unless I have it in front of me, I can't say one way or the other. It's very possible we did that. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Regalia?
William Hairwagon for the state.
Okay, William, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Regalia. Welcome. I'm glad you sound like you're making wonderful progress. And my question is related to the actual auditing numbers. I understand you're working on reports, meaning English language reports. Does that mean that the actual audit is completed, with the possible exception of answering a few questions?
That's a good question. We have concluded a number of audit areas. So if you look at the balance sheet, and it's got a variety of asset accounts, liabilities, and equity accounts. Without going into all the detail, a great number of those accounts we have completed the audit procedures on. On a couple line items, we haven't. And that's because we're waiting for the information to be provided for us, and or we received some basic information, and that led us during the audit process to dig deeper, and we had additional questions. And so that's some of the, that includes some of the pending items I referred to earlier. So digging down some of the balance sheet accounts, we have other questions, and management's working, I know, furiously right now trying to get that information prepared for us. And by the way, that pending list, they're making progress, because every day the accounting department is uploading to our secure server supporting documents. So they are knocking off those pending items as we speak, and have been doing so the last week and a half, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. So it's, you know, they'll upload three documents, and then 4 hours later upload two more documents, that sort of thing. And so, and as we get them, we digest them. So
thank you very much. Thank you very much. No, let's continue with the stack. You may speak again once everyone else has spoken who wishes to. Anyone else for the stack? Hearing no one else, William, you may follow up.
Thank you. Mr. Regalia, you mentioned balance sheet. Does that imply that the operating statements are done and that's how you got to a balance sheet, or what is the status of the operating statements?
Good question. And my response to that is some accounts go hand in hand. As an example, we have some questions on accounts payable, and that's a credit balance in the general ledger. The offsetting debt make your books in balance is in the expense register section. And so, indeed, we haven't completed all of the testing on the income statement side by virtue of the fact that some of our questions regarding, as an example, accounts payable will impact the offsetting expenses associated with those accrued liabilities.
Okay.
Does that mean you've done a lot of the work on the details that you need to do or intend to do?
Well, I'm going to answer that question by saying that everything that has been provided to us has been examined, and we have put our notations and incorporated all of those documents as part of our audit materials. There's a tremendous amount of electronic documents and supporting work papers. We have references, and so it's an ongoing process. But yes, everything that we've received, we have touched and dealt with it.
Yeah,
thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'd like to say something. I don't have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, Doug, I'd just like to say I'm really impressed. You know, I have had privy to getting copies of email
that the others have not had with the process of uploading the data. And I will tell you that since we received the authority to sign the retainer, that process started almost immediately, including emails back to Gupta management from the accounting firm that had already been working on those numbers. And I agree, there's probably 50, 60 uploads that were sent out to Regalia, and Regalia works them, and for probably every 10 uploads, then Regalia responds with data. I don't look at the data. I just get copies of the emails. But I'm really impressed at the way you've gone after this thing, and I want to thank you for it.
Well, I very much appreciate that. We fully have as our utmost objective getting this completed and satisfy the needs of the organization.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions for Mr. Regalia? Going once, going twice. Mr. Regalia, I have a question. Is there anything you need from this audit committee to help you in conducting this audit?
No, you've been very helpful. I have appreciated the opportunity to interact with Bob and Aki, and I appreciate that. So at this point, give us your mental support. We appreciate it. And we will continue on our program.
All right. I have a question for you before we let you go. The next thing on the agenda is hiring a firm to conduct the pension plan audit for 2015. Is there any reason why your firm is not allowed to do that?
That's a very good question, and the answer to that is we used to do them, by the way, but it has become a very difficult environment, a regulatory environment in which to audit. So the ERISA folks, along with the accounting, the Financial Accounting Standards Board in New York, and the top accounting gods, if you will, have made the process a very difficult and expensive one that requires an in-depth knowledge of a very specific area. And so we realized that we did not do enough of these pension audits, and we were doing like 10, to give us that that standard. And by the way, the standard is the firm should be doing 100 or more in order to become specialized. So we quickly realized our limitations and gracefully exited the market. So we appreciate the opportunity, but we would absolutely advise locating and identifying a firm that has that requisite experience. And I'll tell you the other reason for that is most of these pension audits are being selected for review by regulatory authorities. And they look at these things with a fine-tooth comb. And so we'd be doing you a disservice if we were to bid on it and do the audit, even though it may be adequate. It's just not something that would be good for the organization or good for us.
Well, thank you very much for your honesty about this in this regard. I was wondering if you might be willing to forward to us the names and contact information of firms you feel would be qualified to conduct this audit. That's number one. And number two, what you feel would be a fair estimate of the cost. In other words, we'll be asking for estimates from the firms, and we were just wondering. And, of course, this would be going over potential firms to conduct that audit. And also, when is the deadline for the completion of that audit? Do you know?
What is the fiscal year end for that pension plan? Is it December 31st?
I don't know. Robert, do you have any details, or Aki, do you have any details, or anyone else, about the pension fund audit? Is it for just 2015, or is it for other years besides 2015? I believe it is possibly, I saw something in one of them that somebody made a bid to do 2 years for a certain amount. Does anyone have an answer to that question?
This is Robert. I honestly don't know what the fiscal year is for the pensions. You know, Aki said we should put this on our, or I mean, not Aki, Sam said we should put this on our agenda, and he was going to get me some information, and it may be the information that Aki forwarded out today, but I didn't have a chance to look at it. I'm still behind from last Thursday's meeting where I opened my phone, and there were 152 emails. I just today found the agenda for that meeting. So I'm getting so far behind in my email, I'm not sure what's been sent. But Aki, if you know, speak up.
No, I know that Sam had some information, but I don't recall what the information was. Sorry.
You know, I have Aki and everyone else. There were requests for estimates for doing that task that Aki sent responses to that in our email, and if we could look at that, it'll tell us what the scope is. I don't think it may have been for a prior audit. Were those for a current pension plan audit or for one in the past? You know, Aki?
Well, Sam just referenced that, you know, for the 2014, what it was like. So he actually included that. So the last he said was 2014. But I guess it's...
Oh, okay. So he was... but we can tell from that email, from those requests for information, what the scope was at that time, and then we can know the fiscal year.
Right.
Can anyone look that up quickly? Let me see if I can find it.
This is Doug, by the way, and I just want to give you some information. If your pension plan has a December 31 year end, which it, I don't know, but if it is a December pension fiscal year end, your Form 5500 with the audited financial statement has initial due date of July 31st. You can file an extension, okay, Form 5558, and that will extend both the 5500 and the audit report thereon, which must be electronically attached to the 5500. And the extended due date is October 15th. So for the 2016
okay.
year, if it is December 31st, you have until this October 15th to get that in.
Okay, so I am going to send you all the email that Aki sent 10 hours ago at 8:17 a.m. Pacific time. That would be 11:17 a.m. Eastern time. I'm just going to send this to you again, so you have it. And looking through it, this is these are resumes. We sent out requests for information for actually this one. There was one that was responded to on February 15th, 2017. I'm looking at the attachment. And I'm not, it's not, I can't tell what they
are for the year.
Anyway. Let me not belabor this point. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was looking at the same attachments as you. So we do have people that have bid on the pension audits. It looks like we have three in there. Three bids. I
okay.
can't tell which years they are either. But they give us like a per year price for doing the pension fund audits.
Okay. Mr. Regalia, do you have any familiarity with firms that are qualified to do this in your estimation? Okay, so it would be extremely helpful if you would recommend them to us in an audit to this committee or to the chair of the committee, Robert Mark. That would be very helpful.
I will do that. I'll send an email along with my estimate of what reasonable fees would be. I'll send that to Robert.
That would be extremely helpful. I'll also forward you, or Aki, can you forward Mr. Regalia these past requests for information, especially since one of them was is recent?
Sure. Yeah.
And then you can, Mr. Regalia, you can possibly comment on the firms that we've already gotten responses from. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. So that sounds like pretty good. Right. We'll do that.
Very good. All right. Are there any other questions for Mr. Regalia?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. Mr. Regalia, regarding these pension audits, have you had occasion to learn whether management typically asks for the pension auditors, or if non-profit audit committees get involved in pension auditing?
Benito, I can't hear. William, can speak up, please?
I'm sorry. Is that any better?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, what I asked was Mr. Regalia has any experience, knowledge, has he learned whether management of various nonprofit organizations usually do this, or do audit committees get involved with pension audits?
This is Doug Regalia. That is a big question, and my input to you is under California law, it's the responsibility of the audit committee. The California Nonprofit Integrity Act, which has been in effect since 2004, authorizes and really mandates the audit committee to commit the organization to any outside audit service, whether it's for a financial statement audit or audit of a pension plan. And that Nonprofit Integrity Act, California statute, is applicable when a nonprofit organization has revenues in excess of $2 million, which clearly qualifies you to be subject to that law. So I would say it's the responsibility of the audit committee.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was a very excellent question. Very good. All right. Are there any other questions for Mr. Regalia? Hearing none. Mr. Regalia, do you have any other information for us tonight?
At this point, I do not.
Okay. Well, then we'll say goodbye. And again, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, all members of the committee. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening. Yes, thank you. All right. Back to the rest of the meeting. I think we've straightened out what we need to do regarding the preparation of the 2016 Form 990. Now, Robert, I want to ask you, did we finish the approval of who was going to do this already? I don't think we have, but I'm not certain. Robert? Let's wait a second for Robert.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
We hear you.
Okay, with regard to the 990 preparation, we can't finish. He's going to send us a proposal, or he has, and Aki's looking for it. But I am relieved to know that we're not on the pressing deadline that I thought was led to believe we were on with respect to this. So I think we could schedule another meeting in the future, and we can look at his proposal
and then decide whether we think it's reasonable or not.
Robert, I think that you're mixing up. I get a little confused with this myself, but I think you're mixing up the preparation of the Form 990 and the completion of the pension audit. I think the 2016 Form 990 is very pressing. I think we've already, I think there's a deadline that's coming up very shortly, and that we need
August.
To get this
done.
August. Yes.
August.
So we need to, but he's going to have to prepare it. So, and also do
well,
the, or whoever we choose.
How can we prepare?
So I would suggest that we move into, yeah, I would suggest that we move into closed session to discuss this, emergency closed session. I would entertain a motion to that effect so that we can discuss this.
Yeah,
so
William for the stack.
Okay. All right. William. Go ahead, William.
Thank you. It seems to me, listening to the conversation, I didn't want to say this while the auditor was on the call, to have been involved in this whatsoever. But it seems to me that there are certain people, like yourself, Grace, like Aki, like Robert, that are privy to information that is supposed to be for the whole committee. Nobody authorized anybody to get involved in doing these. No committee has authorized any of you to do anything without us knowing about it and perhaps approving it if necessary. I'm not at all happy with this idea that emails and phone calls and all kinds of things are going on without committee knowledge. Thank you.
As chair, I would like to say that, William, it's perfectly true that people on the national board, myself, Robert, and Aki, may be privy to information because of being national board members that you're not privy to. That may be the case. However, there were some people in this committee who were not conversant with the emails that Aki sent out earlier to the entire committee. It may be that those emails did get sent to the entire committee but were forgotten about or whatever. So I think that your intimation is not really proper at this time. So, and however, if there is information that we've gotten and we have made an error in not passing it on to the rest of the committee, we will be careful. I think I can speak for Robert and Aki. We will be careful in the future to ensure that any information that should be sent to the entire committee is sent to the entire committee. Is that right, Robert and Aki?
Well, are they to make it? Are they to make
okay. 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 After that. Okay. First, Aki is on the stack, and then who is that? Who wants to speak after Aki?
PK.
Okay, and then PK. Go ahead, Aki.
Robert.
And then Benito.
And then Robert. Okay. Aki, PK,
okay.
And Robert.
Okay. So to prepare for the meeting, I sent this morning at 8:17 a.m. following information. The proposal from the Gadia to do the Form 990, and it's a full, proposal that everybody can read and see what is involved and what the cost is. So it's a pressing item, so everybody can read that proposal and see whether it's reasonable or not, and can vote on it. Second thing is that we need to start the pension audit. We do not have to decide on it today, but to start, I sent three proposals from three firms that we can all read over the next week and weigh in at a, week's time and discuss that at a later date. So those three offers audit pension audit firms are just informational
that you can digest, and we can start the process today, but we don't have to discuss any details of that. As far as the 990 goes, there is a specific proposal with a specific detail that is spelled out. And like I said, it was sent out at 8:17 a.m. this morning, California time. And if you look at that in your email, you should be able to see that. It's attached. There are four attachments.
Thank you very much, Aki. Thank you. And I believe I sent those to all of you just a few minutes ago. PK, you're next on the stack, and then Robert.
Well, I agree with Benito.
Benito, do you want to be on the stack?
I asked about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. You'll be after Robert. PK, you're next.
I agree with William. Other than the last call that we have, I haven't gotten any real information that tells me any of the things that you, Robert, and Aki seem to know about. And I think that the committee should have met prior to this to get that before we even talk to an auditor to let us know where it's going. And I would like to have your assurances that this will not happen anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert?
Yeah, I think Robert has. I don't think that the CFO sent me copies of data he sent to the auditor and just wanted me to know what was happening. And the auditor sent back emails to the CFO to let me know what's happening. I don't think this committee has any right to those emails. And as far as any other information, all the information that I'm aware of was received today and was sent out to y'all. So I'm not really sure what you're complaining about. But it's very clear that there are deadlines to be met in order for Pacifica to survive, and we can have our feathers ruffled, or we can roll up our sleeves and do the work that's necessary to protect and preserve Pacifica.
Thank you, Robert. Benito?
And then William after Benito, please.
Okay, William.
You know, we have to get on with this meeting. We're running out of time. We're not on an agenda item right now. I'll take everyone who's asked, but that we're going to limit the stack to those people. So next is Benito. Then was it PK or William after that? Anyway, well, we'll take one of you,
William,
each of you, and then okay. All right, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah. Back to this issue of who gets what. I am, in case anyone here on this call doesn't know, I am a member of PMB for whatever that's worth. And I have not received anything whatsoever from this committee since the last meeting. Yet, it appears that regardless of the particular emails that Robert just spoke to, it is obvious that not just he, that Aki and Grace, and as well as he, Robert, have information that the rest was gone. And furthermore, and I don't even understand what difference does it make whether someone on this committee is a member of the PMB or not. If they're a member of the audit committee, then they have a right to all the information that is sent to the audit committee. I would like to understand, maybe Grace can explain to us, what kind of information could possibly be sent to only the PMB members of the audit committee. So,
okay, I'd like to answer that. The information that I received, let me respond. The information, are you finished, Benito? Did you ask your question?
Can I finish before you answer?
I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
Yeah, apparently. The thing is that this conversation with this man, Regalia, demonstrated that there are two levels of participation on this committee, just as there are two levels of participation on the PNB in general. Now, when is that going to stop? And if it doesn't, and until it does, I don't know how Robert could possibly suggest that maybe the questions raised by committee members are inappropriate and they get in the way of the work of the committee.
Thank you very much, Benito. That's it. Okay. I'd like to clarify that the only piece of information I was referring to earlier about item number 5 on the agenda was from the email that Aki sent out this morning to the entire committee. It was not from some other source. It was from that email, which you all are privy to. Next on the stack is William.
Can you explain, Ms. Chair, can you explain can you respond to my question? What kind of, because this refers to a statement that you made earlier in responding to William, I would like to know what kind of information could possibly be sent to only the PNB members of this committee and not sent to the non-PNB members?
Okay, I misremembered. I thought maybe, but thinking back and looking at the information that was sent out by Aki earlier today, I realized that I read it earlier this morning when I was preparing for this meeting, and it was sent out to the entire committee. I did not receive any special information that you or anyone else in the committee didn't receive. So, I think, okay, Benito, I answered your question.
No, you have not.
I have answered your question. Let's move out. You're out of order, Benito. Please get it to order. William, you're next on the stack.
According to Greg,
thank you. Okay, thank you. Temporary chair, someone asked the permanent chair in what capacity he was receiving these emails between the auditor and the CFO, if that's the way I understood it. And then further, okay, let's, and then I have a second part to this.
Robert, would you like to respond? I know of no information that I received.
I have to look at order to see the answer to that question.
Yes, I'm asking you, Mr. Mark, yes.
I know, but I have to look at one to see how it was addressed. If you can ask me questions or you can allow me to look for it.
Thank you.
Okay, I would suggest that I am ruling that Robert be allowed to search his emails and respond to William after he's gotten the answer, and that will be done by email, and the rest of the committee will be copied on that response. Now,
okay.
Let's go on to we have a motion on the floor.
Part 2, which I announced.
Yes, you did. What is your part 2? Go ahead.
Part 2 is that,
oh, my God.
Yes, oh, your God, yes. Who is that? Which is your God? Thank you.
Okay.
The permanent chair, how do I say this? He said that the information was not for the committee. That's
I don't know how you come to that kind of conclusion. Anything that the chair has no special powers, no special... He's not a king or a queen, whoever the chair happens to be. This is not royalty. Anything...
I have your answer.
Anything that comes goes to the whole committee, and it's not up to the chair to decide that he's not going to pass stuff on to the committee.
We got your point.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Robert.
Your answer is that the emails from both Regalia and the CFO are addressed to Bob Marks at his personal email with no reference to the audit committee.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Robert. Now, we're going to go back to the motion on the floor.
Wait a minute.
William, you are out of order.
Why?
You are out of order.
Get it. I'm not.
You're out of order. If you keep...
Robert Mark is out of order. He should not be getting copies of stuff. Who is Robert?
Okay. William, you can write a complaint right now. We're in the audit committee. You can bring the...
Everybody's listening. I hope...
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We're going to go back to the motion on the floor. William, if you can't bring yourself to order, I'm going to have Aki mute you.
Oh, okay. Just go right ahead. You're totally out of order, and the use of muting is totally out of order.
Okay. William, you're stopping the progress of this meeting. And
you're not letting
Aki, please mute William.
Please call the member to order.
I'm calling the member to order. The penalty is for William to be muted if he can't restrain himself. Now, the motion on the floor is to go into an emergency executive session to discuss something related to an agenda item that should be taken up in closed session. Is there any objection to moving... Yes. Is there any objection to moving immediately to a closed session?
Objection.
Okay. That's PK?
Yes.
All right.
The reason that I'm objecting is that I asked to be after William, and then my phone went dead, so I don't know. I mean, I'm a fully charged phone, so I don't know what happened. But
no, you're correct. Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Go ahead, and then we'll go on to the closed session. Go ahead, PK.
I just think that it's respectful to the committee members who feel that they were left out of the loop and that the things that were said motivated us to think that way, some of us. Now, I realize I'm the newer member, but I asked for assurances that from now on, because I try and check every email that comes my way, especially if it's from Aki, because it's important to know when we were going to meet again as an audit committee. So I think Grace, Aki, and Robert, that we understand the urgency of getting this audit done. We just want to be included in the information that you get as audit committee members, whether or not you're on the PMB or not. Can I get those assurances?
Madam Chair, I'd like to respond.
Okay, go ahead, Robert.
Yes. I would just like to say I don't want to get these emails, and the first available opportunity, I'm going to write the auditor and the CFO and tell him to take my name off of that correspondence and to put you all on it if they think it's appropriate, because it's not my call. But I don't want to get these emails. They just get in my way, and I just store them, not knowing what to do with them. I can't open anything in them. And so you all get your opportunity if they think they want to include you in their emails, because I certainly didn't ask to be included, and I don't want to be included. So with that, I would move that we extend the meeting 15 minutes.
May I respond to that just quickly, Robert? Gary,
okay,
Frank.
No. PK, we're really running out of time. If you can say it in 30 seconds, go ahead.
I can't. I just want to say that ultimately, whether or not you wanted to or not, you were. I just asked for assurances. That's not hard.
PK, I gave an assurance about 20 minutes ago. Robert just gave his assurance. I gave you an assurance about to this entire committee about 20 minutes ago, speaking for myself, for Aki, and for Robert, which they both agree with, about this matter. Any audit committee-related information we get will be forwarded to the entire committee from now on. That's it. If you have evidence of that being violated, you can let us know in writing specifying the exact information. Now we're going to move on to the next thing, which there's a motion to move into an emergency executive session to handle one item. If there's no objection to that, is there any objection to doing so? Hearing none, Otis, can you please take us off the stream?
Point of information.
Eastern time.
Okay. Otis, are you there? Can you take us off the stream, please? We're postponing the continuation of the open session. So we have a brief closed session.
You are off the stream.